chinuch is a very hard topic to speak about, especially in life, where you can have the biggest mechanchim, and sometimes they don't manage their own kids. And people see a lot of times, people do all the right things, and it doesn't help. A lot of times people think, so what is the whole point of this whole thing of chinuch? I know that person is the biggest mechanach, his kid is off the derech. This person is mamish gomish, his kid is the best kid. And a lot of times, when you start the chinuch program, and every time, like you wonder to yourself, and I'm sure everyone has it over his life, like, ba'etzem, I see what I do doesn't help. And we see it in all different houses, the ferals and all of the other things cross all over. But it's not a reason for us not to work on chinuch. The Torah gave us mitzvahs chinuch, and be'etzem, the whole mitzvahs chinuch, chanoich lana'al, the rabbonon, for 12 years to train the kid, hundreds of psukim, how to mechanech kids, for sure have a reason, and a siba, that Chazal tell us that the way you train the kids, this is the way they will grow. We see sometimes a team don't work out. Maybe it's a lot of answers. It's not over the answers here to go over. For sure, a lot of times people do the wrong things. But the reason that a person has to mechanech his kids in the right way and to know and to learn all the tools to try to help his kid to be in the right way, this is Ashkafas HaTorah. Chazal gave us a mitzvah schinuch for 12, 13 years. Avraham Avinu asher yetzah be'ezbon avachov. This is mitzvah schinuch. The mitzvah's chinuch is not only to teach him the mitzvahs, to have all of the tools to know how to train the kid and how to make the kids to grow up. This is our job. We see that sometimes, even though we get all the good job, it doesn't happen and it doesn't work. It's not a reason for us to stop. And we have to do our part. Then there's the siyata d'shmaya. What is exeir and not exeir is not a reason to stop. I'm saying it's very important because a lot of time a person puts so much kriches into chinuch. And the kid that he put hours and hundreds of hours, we'll see later, maybe in the courses and these people will have that they did the wrong thing. But I'm saying without that nekuda. But this is what Chazal told us to do. Chazal and the Torah gave us a mitzvah that we have to mechanech our kids. And like the poskim, G'day La'adayas said, you know, how are you allowed to date? You know, the Litvish Sha'ilam here said, yeah, we date 8 times, 5 times. It's a soul, chutzlot. You know, I don't know how to speak to a girl. And the children sit in the Ezel. Chazal say also the Kaddish to Isha Ad Sheireno. And if in our society we feel that if the boy and the girl will not see each other, so later it will not go, so in the Chiruv Ad Sheireno, and if, again, we think that after the engagement they will not be ready to get married without knowing each other, again, in our society, any society has their Mahalach. So, Mindim Ad Sheireno, also the Kaddish to Isha Ad Sheireno, you're allowed to date and you're allowed to speak. Yeah, people do more from that. But I'm saying, behind what is a mitzvah schinuch, all of these details go into the mitzvah schinuch. It's not the pshat. It's good tools. It's a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah esev. We sit now in a mitzvah esev chinuch. And I want maybe to bring two main points out tonight. There's two parts of chinuch, and I want maybe to put them together. There's one part of chinuch that we'll speak about. Is im rabcho doime le malach Hashem tzvoko is kabel teiro mipi, that a huge amount of the chinuch is the role model of the parents. People don't realize it, but over 70% of chinuch is not what you talk to the kids. It's the way you behave in front of the kids. And I will say it all different ways, and it's so extreme in our days, chachma v'goyim timing, we know it in effect. That a person that comes from an abused family will be abusing his kids. If someone tells you that he was born in an abused family and he didn't go to therapy and he's not abusing his kids, I'll time it. And I'm telling you, it's baduk u'menusa. I get a kid that tells me that he was abused, but really abused, not the idea that he's abused, yeah? A real abused kid, I call him after 5-6 years, and if he admits it, you call his wife, and if not, you speak to the kids, and he's abusing his kids. Why? But he suffers so much about it. What he saw, this is what he will do. This is the fact. This is the extreme way. The kid picks up and follows and does Everything. And the main chinuch, I'm saying 70% of the chinuch is not by talking to the kid, is by behavior of the parents. I'll give you an example that happened to me 2 weeks ago. That's why it's very clear. I have a son, 12 years old. Very nice boy, shmaka boy, alacha boy. And I was benching. So at the beginning of benching, you know, I think my daughter was doing something. And I told my daughter, no. So she stopped to do it. That's when I was holding the first bracha. I was holding the fourth bracha. My young son told me that tomorrow is swimming in the cheder. So I looked at him, I'm benching. Not tomorrow, we're swimming in the cheder. So I looked at him. He says, what is the difference to listen to me or to say no? So he's a sharp kid. Some kids, so he realized the question and he realized the answer. The other kids don't realize the question with the answer. But I'm asking you, you think the son of the Amshin of the Rebbe will come in the middle of benching and tell him that tomorrow is swimming in the cheder? Why all of you for sure not? Because the answer is, he knows there's nothing more to talk to his father. So it means my son somehow saw that in a bit of benching, the father could do different things. So he knows that there's a difference in Nunu and the Shmuz about swimming tomorrow. That little difference the kid doesn't pick up. So he got from his father that you're allowed to speak during benching. You're allowed to do different things. Now a father wants to teach his son that you're not allowed to. So every time when the kid will speak in benching, he will patch it. Yeah? This father is getting nowhere. I'm not speaking about why. He's trying to give a message to the kid, you're not allowed to speak in benching. And every time that the kid speaks, he gets a patch. And if he speaks louder, he doesn't get a pizza tomorrow. And he has a whole mahalach. He will take a whole course out of mahalach not to speak. But, and the father never spoke in benching. But the kid saw that he says, no. The kid saw that he just hit his wife. Yeah? So the kid knows that benching doesn't mean. So you're trying to give over a message to the kid. You're not allowed to talk in benching. The kid says, I picked up from you that benching, you could do two things in benching. So my son told it to me very strong, very extreme. So benching is a very easy thing. We're speaking now on a muscle that doesn't affect us. But if we want to give over the message to the kid, if he will see us behaving differently, he will behave differently. I will try to use that muscle for something that is more practical. You want your kid to have the chutz to your wife. And you don't manage to get it. People come, what I could do? For me, my son listens to my wife. But I want to ask you, Shara, to your Rebbe, your son has the chutz, right? I was only have a chosher Rebbe, and you go once a year. The kid knows when he goes to that Rebbe, he sits like that. Why? Because he knows the father respects that person. So for him the message is, this person will respect. When a kid tells, a couple comes to help, that the mother doesn't have no respect in the family. Normally is, I'm saying there's a lot of different problems. We're trying to take out one point. The father doesn't know how to show respect in front of the kids. She could fail in the house. You have to stand behind her. Later you call to the side, I think it was the wrong decision. One scream on your wife, you were wrong, in front of the kids, it raises a year of trying to train a kid to mechabed his mother. I'm telling you, it's baruch menusa. A year of training and kibud eid. One time you tell your wife, stop, I already told you that not. A year raises backwards. It doesn't mean now the kid will decide himself if he respects or not. I'm not saying someone will say, so if I did it 3 times, this is it, now my son will kill my wife. I'm not saying that. I want to explain, it's very important when we're going to have a chinuch. We mean to say we're trying to give a message to the kid how to respect the mother. The message that he's getting from us is a positive message that the father and the mother in the house are father and mother, and the kid has to respect the father and the mother. And the minute that he sees that the father doesn't respect the mother, he picks it up also. Now, there's bad cases that a kid, because of that, will disrespect the mother, start up with the mother. This is also could happen. But I'm saying, even if we're not speaking about the negative, But we wanted to give him a message. I'm checking out, I'm benching. With my kids, after I got the musa from my son, I try now every time, even if things are falling in the house, I'm benching you, I'm trying to be the Amshin of a Rebbe. And I'm testing it for myself. I want to see when my kids will stop to speak to me in benching. Then I know I passed the test. It's very easy for me to test that. Because, and this, I heard once about Yitzchok and Avrom, Hashem told, I'm not telling Avrom, I'm a chasani me Avrom, asher ani yoseh, har yadati v'asher yitzav es bono v'achot. And the Sabbath Chazal said that Avrom is the one that will teach his kids how to behave. And you look in the Torah, and you want to find conversations in between Avrom and Yitzchok. And you don't find no conversation. There's 8 words that Avrom speaks to Yitzchok in Kol HaTorah. ויאמר יצחק לאבי, אבי, הנה האש והמאכלס, היה עשה, ויאמר אלוהי, אלוהי כמיר לו, זה לא של פסוק, עשה להם, ואוי לו, סצז, ויאמר אברום, ויאמר יצחק לאברום, אברום, ויאמר הנה נבני, 3 words, ויאמר הנה מאכלס ואש, It's 8 words. It's only 8 words. Avrom is mitzavah zbon of achov. Where is the deep conversation? The answer is that sheyitzavah zbon of achov doesn't mean that he tells him the musar. It's the role model. It's the role model. And we see that. Achnasas ochim. Chazal say, Loit and Avrom. 2 people in Machlis Eirach. There's a lot of questions. Why Avrom gets so much schar and Loit doesn't get no schar on it? How could be that Loit, the big Rosha, is masking to be Moisel Nefesh to Achnas HaSorachim? And then Foshim say, he grew by Avrom Avinu. He's to Achnas HaSorachim with something special. So even Loit picks it up. The kid picks up the Chashivus of the father.
Is it the same by the mother as well?
Same thing by the mother. I'm giving now the example of respect to the wife. Example. I'll tell you another example that my wife told me. All the years, I would learn in my dining room late by night. Now I got like a little machsan. I go there, I can't hear nothing. I sit there for hours. I says, no, no Shabbos, she wants on the table in the dining room. Sit and learn until you fall asleep on the Gemara. If you don't do it anyway, she doesn't mind. But if this is what you're doing, she wants the kids to see the father is sitting and learning. But I told her, but they know I'm sitting and learning. No is one thing. They have to see. They have to see. What is the example? I'll give you an example. A lot of times I was asking a man in yeshiva. This even on a wife, but it's the same idea. Why you didn't come today to yeshiva? Says my wife needed me help. You sure? She needed me home. So I asked him, so why my wife doesn't need me home? So the man tells me, if I was his shir, I'm telling you my wife will also not need me home. So I said, this is exactly the answer. So it means my wife knows shir I can't miss. But your wife doesn't think that learning is so important like my wife thinks shir is chashuv. Here's the problem. If she would think that learning by you is like a shir, like saying shir, she would let me do it. The answer is, you don't think that it's a chashuv. You don't think that what you're doing is so important. So she senses it. So she needs you. She needs you. But if she will feel that this is very important, she will let you. It's every time like that. When a person feels that but the other person is important, he doesn't disturb him. He doesn't ask him not to. So the first thing is, chinuch, a large amount of chinuch is role model of the parents. It's about, and a lot of times it's kedai to go to help about that. A person sees that his kid not davening k'mo shetzarich. Not davening k'mo shetzarich. Someone told me from a bit, I disagree אבל דבות is nice. He said that Rabbi Yitzchak Bordyansky Mashgiach and Kotera told him, sometimes you see an amazing thing. The son of the Rav, of the shul, is running around the whole place. The Balabas is sitting with his son in the finger in the sitter. And in the end, the son of the Rav becomes a Talmid Chacham, and the son of the Balabas doesn't. A lot of times it's not like that. But I'm going where he was speaking about that point. And he said, what is the difference? The son of the Rav wants to be a Rav. He wants to grow. He sees his father as a role model. I'm seeing a real chashuv rav, yeah. Not that it's only the position, yeah. So the son also wants to learn. He also wants to daven like his father. See, right? In the moment, he's playing. The guy that his son is showing him the siddur, when that guy comes home, takes out his BlackBerry, he goes to this hotel, that vacation, this vacation, the kid, the cup is not open, so you force him. It doesn't help to put a finger inside the siddur. The shadow what the father does. And this is very important. Respect to each other. Respect to both parents. A big respect to both parents. A lot of times you have to tell it to your wife. Not tell it from now, please respect me more. In front of the kids. We're coming home, we're together. The support of the together, this gives the message. This gives the koyach. This is the mitzvah. It works. Why don't we go to the next step? I'll get back to this in a second. There's another thing that is very important in chinuch. And it's called samchut. I am the father and you the son. And I will explain. We had a case now, a couple weeks ago. A boy misbehaving, very nice boy, misbehaving. 10 years old, 11 years old, misbehaving. It's a nice boy, you couldn't get him to sleep. His numbers are in his night time sleep, it's 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock. He never could get him to sleep in time. He does what he wants. Yeah, half an hour, 1 more second, a book, a shower. Every night they fight to drag him. Every night, morning, drag him out to get up to chayim. Doesn't go. Hits in the house. You don't have no control. The parents tried everything. Then in the case that was very involving, the parents tried everything. So there's a new shita that is called Samchut Chinuchit. When the kid was fighting, it was a Friday, the kid came home from Cheder and again started to hit the hall. The parents together took over the room. You have to do it only with the right adrocha. They locked the door with the kid. They told the kid, in our house, we don't hit. Both of them together said it. In our house, we don't hit. And we will make sure that in our house, we don't hit. And they looked at him for 3 minutes and they went out of the room. The kid stayed in the room for 10, 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, the kid went out of the room, was laying on a couch or something, was like getting dressed for Shabbos. During mid-mention, the parents picked him up, took him to the room, and they dressed him. He said, you have to get dressed for Shabbos. You have to get dressed for Shabbos. They dressed him. The kid got finished, got dressed, and he ran to the couch again, took off his shoes, and the parents told him, we're expecting you to go to Meir. This was 10 days ago. After 2 minutes, 10 minutes, to Maghrib on Shabbos in the shul, the kid was there. The kid doesn't hit in his house anymore. I'm checking every day. I was exposed myself for someone. I'm learning it now. Boom. He doesn't hit in the house. He goes to sleep 10 o'clock. If he needs to sleep late for 10 o'clock, he goes to ask permission from his mother if he's allowed to be 5 minutes late. The parents never threatened once with a punishment. We, together, one of them doesn't work, together, we are telling you to go to sleep. And in this house you sleep. The kid listens. I know it sounds like a magic. I'm telling you, it works. It works on everything. I was about maybe in 10 different cases the last 2 weeks. I want to give you the idea behind it. I'm not telling you no, but sometimes these things you have to get specific as well. I want to ask you a shayla. You have something in your house, you have a shas? Your kids tear the shas sometimes? They tear your shas? They go over to open the Gemara and tear the pages? What? What? No, normally not, right? Most people here in the room could say that the shas in the house is all. You don't fall every day full of scratches. Why? Who told the kid not to tear the shas? I ask, you leave a ticket in the room? No. Maybe the kid will find it and will tear it. You leave $100? No. The kid will cut it with the scissors. Why the shas stays full? In any house? You know what is the answer? Well, it's clear by you and by your wife that this is not going to be cut. He knows, he sends it, this he doesn't do. This he doesn't do. I'm saying, is a more a kid that does it? I'm not asking questions we answer like that, but I'm telling you, I'm asking to go to most houses, the shas are full. And it's there, you just take it out. And you know, when you go into Balabatin's house, and it's fancy pieces of jewelry, I mean, furniture, that's what I call it. Yeah? And you know, you wonder, like, what, the kids don't break these things? Like, how? I every time I wonder, you know, I bring my kids to these houses, I'm, so why their kids don't break it? By them, it's this neshas, so also no one touches it. But this is the metzius. I'm telling you, it works. What is the pshat? I'm about to tell you. When two true people fight, so, yeah? You take out a knife and stab someone? Why? Why not? Sometimes you have a kid that you can't control. He's fighting, he's hitting, right? Tell him to stop, and 2 minutes he's back on. So why doesn't he take a pencil and poke the eyes of the other kid? Maybe I know one kid that did it. Yeah, but why no one else does it? What you will do to him if he will do it? Patch him, you already beat him up anyways. The answer is, the kid understands this is not accepted. So he doesn't go to the place that he's not accepted. Every time is yaitza min haklal. A person doesn't do what is not accepted by him. The yesod of chinuch, and again, with a lot of help, when a kid feels that there's a parent in the house, and you manage to do it, the kid listens to the parent. Like when you go into Adam Gadol, automatically you have a yiras hakavod, what do you do to you? Nothing. You have to develop such a shachas with your kid. Tell me, this is the way, today they should tell you the other way. And then second, I'll get it the other way. You should be nice to your kid, it's not a steal. But this father already told me for 2 years, he's patching his son everything to try to tell him, if you hit, you will not get this, you will not get that. The last 10 days, the kid even didn't get no threat of a punish. In this house, we don't hit. And the parents were so clear about it. What?
After what age does that work?
As I said, it's very hard. It really works to even older ages. But in older ones, you have to go with specific people who tell you what to say to every age.
But just to be clear, though, this is just a mother and a father being together and being one person.
Yeah.
That's the whole
because thing. Because I'll explain to you. That's in the father to do it himself and the mother to do it himself. Normally, in a family, when the kids are missing behaving, is not enough strong as a father and a mother to each other. When the father and the mother come together to the kid and give such a message, first the kid feels the father is supporting the mother and the mother is supporting the father. It gets, not times one, it gets times 10 power if we are the parents and in this house is a real decision. It's a family decision. And when that power goes over to the kid, he listens. Now, Chazal say, Choshech shifto yisayin ebnoi. People think that this was belong to the old age. Today the world changed. I told this to my wife 10 days ago. No shaykhs to the course that was passing now. And she started to do it on different things. She told me, I'm so sorry you didn't know about it for 20 years. I would have a different life. My wife, Baruch Hashem, I have 11 nice kids. I would have a different life. I have a daughter, 9 years old. We never could tell her when to go to sleep. It's my bed, my body, my pajamas. Yeah, never. She makes such a break that she could stay awake till 5 o'clock in the morning. The last 10 days, she goes at 9:15 to her bedtime. I don't know how my wife got to do it. No punishment. So again, it sounds easier from doing it lemaise. But first, the idea. I wanted to pick up the idea. The idea is, I'm the father, and this is what I want you to do. We try to do it anyways. We're patching him to get to that message. I tell you to do it. Listen to me. Listen to me right away. We're not strong. We're not strong. We're scared from the son. We're scared from the girl. We're scared from them. Again, the chokhmah is only to choose, when you start to do these things, to choose things that you could win with. You only pick one thing that you could win with. In all the shittas, failing in these shittas get you worse. Because the kid sees you're not a strong person. So, I heard a shir now. Very good, I have some problems, I will go home. I started with my little son. 3 days ago. And I don't remember what was Avdola. So we have a fight in our family, who lies the Avdola camp. From the minute the Shabbos comes, there's a world war. Everyone wants to light the candle. And the little kids start to fight, so the older ones also want to light. And from the minute they finish its litan, until next week, no one speaks about it. And then every week, the Shabbos, whose turn it was to light the candle. And every week, you know, people lose because everyone wants to light. Have a son 3 years old. Every week, he holds on, it's his turn to light. Anyway, I'm going to ask Mr. Shabbos, you might hear it. I said, no. Mark him out of the room, you're not staying for a dollar. So I don't know, we don't want people screaming and screeching here. Every week he will scream and screech and air and air. Then he came in again, a few minutes screech, out of the room. Well, we don't screech, we can't have people screeching here, we don't tell. Outside the room. Listen to Avdola from outside. We finish Avdola, he was quiet and everything was okay. It sounds to me that we almost did the same thing what we did before. But here we decided we don't mind, and by us we don't screech, and you will not disturb us, Zil. And we're not budging, we're not changing. It works. Now, for big problems, I'm not saying these things you have to sit for hours and plan how to do it. But the kav. The kav is the chinuch. I'm telling you on myself, 20 years, my wife said, we'll have a different family today.
Can they ever kind of like tell the skin in front of other kids?
Not in front of other kids. Because I'm not trying to do. I'm not having a war with him. I'm just telling you, it's very clear that this is what I'm deciding. I'm not coming to tell him, Ki'ilu, I'm going to fight with him. Like, it's very posh that this is what is done by us.
If he doesn't listen after that.
So I said again, to work on the shita, maybe like have extra class how to do it, and it's very hard to say it on everything. But for example, the ideas I'm trying to say is, for years, my whole life I'm saying, I thought the nicer I will be to the kid, the better the kid will be. And the answer is not true. It's not true. You have to be a loving father, you have to be a good father, but the kid has to know yes and no. And you have to be very clear that this is what you're telling him to do. You're getting up now, and you're saying it very clear. And again, you can't 100 things to choose. But again, it's you, your wife. But I'm going back now to the first part that I said. This is really a shita that has to be developed. Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll manage to get it somehow. And of course, I'm saying it's a whole sheet that you have to know. You can't use it for every case, but it works. But what I'm trying to explain is what I started in the beginning: the not giving support to the wife, the not standing behind. Chazal say, "Ben Seir Umayre Einenu Shomea Bekoleinu." Chaim Kanievsky brings the Gemara says that Ben Seir Umayre, you don't kill him. Al she'iu avi ve'imo yishovim, b'koin b'mare. So Pashas Nimor means they have the same words, the same look. Chaim Gamievsky says that derech sicha, not only if they speak in the same language, but if the parents speak in two languages, you don't kill the Benzer HaMoyah. It's not his fault. Such a house, you for sure become a Benzer HaMoyah. That's like Chaim Gamievsky, derech sicha. Ash'ad shiyu ovi ve'imu yishovim bekoil. Then, this kid is going to be a bad kid. But if the parents are not shoving bekoil, so don't wonder why the kid is going off the derech. The parents are not shoving bekoil. But I want, regarding these two things that I'm saying, to say a third thing. I want to band it together. In the same hand, we have to speak to the kid in his language. Now I'll explain, we have to be very nice, warm parents. We know that kids, 2 years old, 3 years old, play with each other. Where do you take two little kids? They become friendly right away. We don't realize, but our kids are not going to be our friends. There's a gap. How much we think we're friendly with them, when we talk to them, they have their friends. You don't think so? You know? Let them become teenagers. And you'll see with the kids they like, with the friends they like to speak, and with you they don't like to speak. The ones that have teenagers here know that I'm right. The ones that don't have will know it soon. I'll give you an example of what you have to do. And it's a very big issue, and I want to do especially with this together. I was away this Shabbos with my wife. I had to go away for Shabbos. I was actually in the kosher when the siren went out. It's very interesting. Motzei Shabbos, I told my wife, as soon as Motzei Shabbos, I'll be down in Ma'ariv. So our kids were like divided in 4, 5, 6 different places. Called everyone and asked them what they did in the Sire. And don't forget, when they ask you what you did, say, yeah, I was walking here, what you did. And when they turn the conversation to you, again, what you did. The opposite from a wife, yeah? That wants to hear from you what you did during the day. Pum for kel. Let the kid to have a conversation with you. When all of us were not nervous, we'll say 90% of us, yeah? Well, we didn't hear it, yeah? Big deal. The kid's a little kid, it's a problem, especially if his parents are not there. Enjoy a nice conversation with everyone. He just spoke to everyone. I was on the way here and my son called me, the 3 years old son. Abba, tell me, Shabbos, where you were when the siren was? I said, I was in the Kaisel. Where were you? Oh, I was in Rehov Agassi. And you have to hear what happened. I was walking in the street, and there was a noise, and I looked for this one, I looked for this one to my sister, and no one was in the street, and I got so scared, and I walked home. I thought I'd speak to someone 10 years old. A kid 3 years old. But I decided this week, I'm making my wife to have a conversation with her. No, it wasn't the difference. All the kids are sleeping, it passed already, came on his way, okay, it was nice. I made my kid to love to have a nice warm conversation with me at his level. We don't realize the kids want to speak to us. But we sometimes giggle with a little kid, it doesn't mean that we're doing that. When the kid gets a little bit older, it's more than that. Here it says, yeah, even if a kid is 3 years old, you could have this conversation with him. He passed a little trauma. A war. Yeah, this is a war. By a kid, a siren is a war. This is what his friends told him, this is what everyone told him, is a war. He knows war. They know the word war. He was in a war. We brush it off, it's nothing. The kid wants to have a nice conversation with us. He wants to tell us. The kid is angry at the Rebbe and the Cheder. The Rebbe is right, the kid is wrong, and maybe the kid has to know that. Let him to share with you his anger. Oh, really, this will happen. You know, I think after he shared it with you, he has to get used to that he could share with you. You like a friend. Why I'm saying this to you too, it's that's and everything is a lecture for himself. Because what I'm trying to explain, role model, you're serious. Role model, you respect your wife. we are running the house together. And in our house, we decide. Again, not stupid things for sure, because then they disrespect everything. But in the same time, right away, to build up a kind of relationship, of conversation with the kid, of talking to the kid. How are you doing? How was your day? Not little. The kid has a parsha shit. So for sure, when you just got married at the beginning, and the little one, two kids come, it's nice to listen to the parsha shit. But when he's older, and he wants to say the parsha shit, and he wants to say, let him to speak it out. When you let him to speak out, when he was 1 year old, this was not a conversation he was repeating. He has to repeat it in the house. He wants to share. If he will feel that by you is a place that he could share his feelings, your connection is a very strong connection. It's a very strong connection. It doesn't mean that you're his friend, he's his father. It's not a steal. We mix it up. When we feel this kid is not good, we try to be his friend. So we pretend friendship. He doesn't become a friend from that. We lose the father part, and we don't have the friend part. What happens in the end? A father, a normal father, hits to get his position. He doesn't get it. It's the opposite. He's getting the opposite, and he can make you. I'll explain to you. When you see a policeman, he doesn't have a position on you. Just, you're scared to be in jail. There's no respect for the policeman. So, but a father that doesn't know how to give over the message, he tries to be a policeman. He's stronger from the kid. The kid says, wait, I'll be big, I'll be stronger from him. And then the kid gets older and he wants to punish his father. Going off the derech, to show him, all these little things. This is the wrong way to get your position. Your position is by role model, and by knowing clear what you want to tell them, and to be strong about it. Again, the struggle starts with yourself, with your wife, you have a conversation, that on this we will be strong now, not yelling, not shouting, just saying, this has to be done now. This has to be done now. My wife, for example, a couple of weeks, she, every Shabbos afternoon, I would have all the girls, 5, 6, you know. So the question, who will babysit this hour, that hour? It's limiting. Everyone wants the other hour, yeah? Every week after the meal, when the wife starts to give out the jobs, who will look after the kids? She stopped to ask, who could do? You're doing them, and then, and then, goodbye. And everyone does. First week, someone was switching. When she asked, for example, who could take down the garbage? Is the wrong answer. Take down the garbage now, please. Take down the garbage, please. Again, I'm not saying you have to dafka do that, but I explained to you. Who takes down the garbage, and then the father will be happy to take down the garbage. I'm telling you, ask everyone, right? Why? You're giving him the option. You're not saying that they have to do it. So they will not do it. They will not do it. This is the Metzius. This is the Metzius. Again, I'm not saying that you have to decide the first thing is not to start the fight in the garbage. But especially if you're younger and you start to do that. Take down the garbage. I can't. Now to take down the garbage. And you decide that you could be stronger than the kid in the garbage, for example. And you don't give up. I said, now take down the garbage. So you're scared the kid will yell and scream. So he will yell and scream. But he will take it down, and next time he tells something else, he will also listen. He has to know. But in the same time that you're doing a role model of chashivus, you respect your wife, you're standing behind your wife, you might be done down with me. In the same time, you have to have a very good shaykhus with yourself. That shaykhus is the real shaykhus. It's a friendship shaykhus. But a friendship doesn't mean only by buying him ice cream, only by buying him candies. The friendship is listen to him. Listen to your kid. Listen to your son. I'm telling you, we decided tonight we're trying it. And look how it worked. My son called me on the way here to discuss with me, decided, a 3 years old kid from bed. He wants to share it with his father after he shared it with his mother. I will explain. He didn't call me right away. He called me after my wife spoke to him. Because in his head, he didn't think that the 3 years old boy is going to share it with a 40 years old guy, exactly the sirens. He was playing tomorrow in his babyish head to speak to his friends what they did. Pitam, that he saw that the older people are all going to have a conversation, he wants to share with them that. You build a healthy relationship with your kids. You build a real healthy relationship with your kids. And you can't do one without the other. And I will explain to you. This relationship that you build with your kids, the kid doesn't feel you're trying to get him. A lot of times the father punishes the kid, and then he's nervous that a kid run away, he starts to give him good. So again, the kid feels someone is running after him. Someone is trying to get him. What he gets the message, the father is not strong. The father needs me. The father doesn't want to lose me. I'm not saying it's not really a kid, it's really in the middle of the talich, it's really a different question. But the kid has to get a message from the father, I'm interested to know what is happening. I'm interested. I'm really wondering what is happening with you. I'm interested to know how you're doing. When the kid feels the father's interest, he becomes friendly with the father. The father cares. How is the chayyah today? How things are going? And again, at the beginning the kid will brush you off. You could test it. Ask the kid, how's, you know, the kid's a little bit older, like 10 years old. How's the school today? Okay. Then wait till a friend asks him, how's the school today? Oh, you don't know, this teacher didn't come, he has a whole conversation to tell him. Okay, you're not in the same age group. But if the gap is very big, it's a problem. Sometimes we see it also in marriage. Everyone sees it in marriage, right? He doesn't want to talk to his wife, but she never goes off the phone to speak to her friends. So I'm not saying these are friends, this is a husband. But sometimes if you see that your wife doesn't share these conversations with you, and she only shares it with her friends, it's coming from the same point. She realizes you're really not interested. Okay, so some things are girl things, they're talking on the gap. But you're really not interested in these little things. Not that you have to. But if you feel there's a huge gap, with you she doesn't get a good conversation. With you she doesn't get a good conversation. So you realize that she feels that you're not interested in all these things. So sometimes it's not a problem, but sometimes you need to show more interest. The minute she will start to tell you, but the guy that doesn't, not smart, he tells her, why are you the whole time on the phone? No, speak to me. She said, I don't know what to tell you. The guy gets out of his mind. He says, what are you doing here for 2 hours? And there the conversation goes. Here the conversation doesn't go. I'm not saying that we have to have such a relationship with your wife. You're learning. She's, oh, but if the gap is big, here's the problem. If we want to have shaykhus to our kids, and I'm telling you, you're sorry. When you're young, it's only a question of investment. When you're older, if you're sorry that you didn't do it when you were young. The kids get married, the kids leave the house, and you know, you yourself left your house. And sometimes you feel you don't try to be your parents enough. You're bringing kids to the world that they will feel to you like you feel to your parents, but you want to have more from that. It's up to you to change. It's up to you to build a real shaykhus with your kid. Again, presence is a good thing, but this is not what counts. This is not what counts. Small present gives the same effect as the big present. This is what I have. I would love to give you more. And you give it in a nice way, it builds up the same shaykhs. It builds up the same shaykhs. People think the opposite, and it's poof, I count. Sometimes you buy a huge present, so you don't invest nothing to make the kid to feel that he got something. The person that cannot afford it, and the kid feels how the father gave him something, gets much more from that. And the same thing again. Sometimes you give a present to your kid, and you can't afford it, and the kid feels you're so sorry to give it to him. It's hard for you. Don't give it. You'd say it's hard, but you're excited that you managed to give it to him. The kid has to feel you happy. Not you presenting him for not going against you and for listening to you. When he does something good, to say a good word. One more thing already, running late. And the same idea. To give the kid a feeling that you believe in him. I want to tell you, all of you know, you have friends, right, that believe in you, that think that you're smart. And you have friends that don't think so. Some has hundreds that think that he's smart and two that think that he's not. Some has a hundred that think that he's not and only two that think that he is. To who you like to speak to? To the ones that appreciate you. That when you say a joke, you think he's very smart. The other ones, if you have to speak to them, it's not terrible. But if you will have to speak to someone, you'll speak up to that guy. Even on news, there's a guy that when you speak to him, he listens to you, listen to him. So you'll call him on the Shabbos, but you'll have the matzah. Other guys, let your kid to feel that you believe in him. For example, they say every time, a kid that gets an A, she comes home and the father says, wow, kol hakavod. There's an Indian for him to get an 85 next time. But if he says, wow, well, tell me, why didn't get 100? So the kid says, and even if I work hard, I'll get 82. My father anyway will not be happy. Next time he gets 75. If the kid feels he's pleased his father, he will try to please him more. But if he feels that he cannot please his father, wow, I'm diving so nice today. Find something good, not chanufa. Find something positive that a kid did. Wow, you did the dishes so nicely. Again, not major. Say a nice word. I'll give you the example. Everyone knows, if you make a shel brachos, you know, in your house, you want to be the nicest shel brachos in the world, right? But if someone tells you to set a table, stand for Shabbos, no, you don't have koyach. Why? When you're doing the shel brachos, you want everyone will come and everyone will be proud. So you have a motivation to be successful. When you stand laying the table, every person, and I'll tell you, what is the measurement? And we'll stop with that. All of you kids, you want to please your parents, right? Even if you're older and you're married, you want to please your parents. This is the fact. People want to be successful in life for two reasons. They want to be successful and they love to tell the parents that they're successful. Then, you know, chutz and kids that maybe have packages. Our kids are waiting from us for the same thing. We are the parents. We don't have to wait that they will make us proud. We could make them a feeling that they're starting to get there. They will want to do more. They will feel much more connected. So if a kid, you ask a kid what he wants more. A present from his father, or to make his father happy. I'll prove to you. You want $500 from your father to make your father happy. So people here will start to bet. It's not true. Because if you could, you'll buy your father a present for $500, right? So it means it's worth for you to buy a present for $500 that your father will be happy. It's worth it for you that the father is happy. We know that. We have so much in our hands to give our kids. Again, entrapping it off in a little word. Sometimes you say, mommy told me you were helping us, so nice of you. In other words, they worth much more from buying a donut. President, he's a good father, he buys every morning a donut to his kids. Good bit, good. In two words, he could do much more for you. I'm saying, Mitzad Echot, Samchut, role model and Samchut, it's two parts. But it's actually to speak to the kid and to give the kid a feeling. So it's two different things. Speaking to the kid is hearing him, part of what happened to him. I'm telling you, we mamish tested tonight for an hour. I was on the phone with every kid for 10, 15 minutes, and they switched the conversation. What you did, she answered for a second and went back to them, and everyone spoke for 15 minutes. 10, 15 minutes. It works. At the same time, to give them a good word. Like, we didn't manage tonight. We only spoke to them. We really had to tell the kids, huh? We're not home, you looked after the house, it was very good. They did it. We do it, we want our parents to say, wow. That is Hashem.
I was to take a 10-minute break and we'll come meet again.